If you're looking for a new phone, then RNIB, the Technology for Life team, are there to help. Now, Mohammed Atif's been talking to Simon Pawley about some of the latest devices you can buy.
Three smartphones with the from the RNIB that you can get, and one easy to see slash talking mobile phone, which is for basic use, talking and texting mainly.
But it's still a smartphone.
It's not a smartphone, no. It has things like camera, Bluetooth, music player, but that's as far as it goes. The rest of it is just mainly meant for talking and texting. On this phone, you have a... It's basically a clamshell, so you can answer a call by lifting the lid, and then closing the lid will exit the call or cut the call off. And the numerical pad, once as you're dialing a number, will speak to you. And you can add 10 of your own sort of contacts in your own voice. That's as far as the speech goes, though, because it is primarily meant to be a easy-to-see mobile phone.
So you just text as normal with it?
You do, but that element does not speak.
Right.
And neither do the, you know, the various settings in the phone that you get. That won't speak either.
Okay, so what's that called then?
That's called a RNIB Big Button Easy-to-See Clamshell Mobile Phone.
Let's go for one of the smartphones then.
Okay, we have, well, three smartphones, if I can sort of break it down and explain each one to you quickly. The first one, and the most sort of established one, I'd say, at the moment with the RNIB, because we have a lot of customers that have bought this, is called the Duro Claria 820. And this is a touchscreen device with a rubber silicone overlay over the top of the device where it has cutouts. So although you're sort of touching the screen through the overlay, it gives you it resembles a numerical keypad phone, because it's got the sort of template, the grid, that will guide you through what you need to press and what you don't need to press on the screen, for example. The second item is something called a Synaptic. Well, the software is called Synaptic, and it runs on any Android device. And this is a concept where you drag your finger around the screen. Each item, as you pass over it with your finger, will be announced to you. You can either long press, double tap, or lift your finger off the item that you want to activate. And the last item is something called a blind shell mobile phone, where you tap the right side and the left side of the screen to perform different actions. So up and down lists, navigation to the phone, and all three of these devices will allow you to use smart technologies such as email, music players, talking book players, and various GPS and other options aside from talking and texting.
So these are the kind of ways that perhaps you could dip your toe in the water, as it were, with smartphones if you're visually impaired.
Absolutely. I mean, if, for example, you later on want to get a mainstream phone such as an Android device or a Windows device or even an iPhone, for example, this is a good stepping stone, I'd say, in which to do that, because the guidance is there every step of the way, you know, because it has speech technology and magnification in some cases, especially with the Synaptic, for example, where you can change the color contrast and also the magnification level of the text. So it's like a stepping stone. It's got all the features that you would need in a smartphone. If you wanted to, say, for example, add and remove applications, unfortunately, you couldn't do that with any of these devices. Then you would be looking at something mainstream.
So basically, you've got what you've got on it.
Exactly, yeah, absolutely. And the majority of the things that you would do on a day-to-day basis, such as, say, Skype or email, text messaging, listen to the radio or music, listen to talking books, all those features are included in all of these smartphones.
It's quite amazing, isn't it, using Skype on a smartphone, which we do regularly with the Technology for Life team.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, when I first started using Skype, it was all on a desktop and a webcam and a microphone and whatnot. You can walk around the building and, do your Skype call, and it's really, really clear, and the clarity is fantastic.
And the other thing is, of course, if you're new to smartphones and you've got perhaps family dotted about the place, it's a great way of keeping in touch, especially if they're abroad as well.
Absolutely. Completely agree with you. There's various people And I would say the Synaptic would probably be the best device for Skype, because that has Skype already built into the actual Synaptic software, whereas the other two, Blindshell and Claria, don't at this stage.
Mohammed Atif there, speaking to Simon Pawley about some of the latest phones on offer. You can get in touch with RNIB's helpline for more details. The number 0303 123 9999.